Some voters have raised doubts over the effectiveness of the online verification of particulars by the electorate and have called on the EC to seriously re-examine the veracity of the system. According to a police officer in Damango, Samuel Sebastian, he cross-checked his particulars in the register the first day and saw the name and ID number. Later, when he used the mail and dialed the 1413 short code to be double sure he had been registered, the response was negative, so he went back to report to the EC official in charge of the exhibition on the first day.
On the first day, that was Saturday, I came to the police station, that is the center where I registered, to check. And every detail of me actually was in the register. But the yesterday when the code was given as 1413, I only tested the system. And the information I had was that my name was not in the provisional register, which I found to be very interesting. So my concern is that I would rather urge those who actually registered to personally go to the visit center to check from the register of their details, because the system, I am not saying it is not working. It could work for people and it couldn't work for me. So that is my humble appeal to the general public.
Now, I'm surprised that after verifying your name, you saw all the particulars. But when you went back to use the text message system that the Electoral Commission says they have introduced, they were telling you, the feedback was that your name was not on the register?
Yes, that is exactly what happened. So I quickly ran to the exhibition center and spoke with the EC officer, who again checked from the register and found that the number I used as my ID number was exactly what was in the register. So the two of us were surprised that the system gave me that information.
Officer in charge of Damango, Samuel Sebastian.
Meanwhile, the Damango Police Station Electoral Commission Exhibition Officer Damu Shaibu confirmed the story. He expressed surprise about the development and asked the EC to monitor the system closely. He also asked the electorate not to rely on the online system alone because of what happened during the texting and the results they had.
Exactly so. He came on the 1st of September. That was the very day we commenced the exhibition. So he verified, we checked the name, the spelling, the age, everything, and the ID number, carried everything with the card he brought. So he went to the house and later tested the code that the EC gave, that is 1413. So he had the information and came back to me. He quickly gave me the message from the phone and I read it. And in the phone, it read that his name is not in the provisional register. So we were surprised and we quickly went through the provisional register again. He was holding the card and I was reading the voter ID number one after the other so that we'll be sure of the system or whatever information we had. So when we checked, the voter ID card was exactly the one in the register and the one he used with the system. So in the register, everything was there, his feature, everything, but the message was telling us that the person is not in the register.
What does that mean to you, the introduction of this computer system and the result that you got?
To me, I think that it is not reliable. I know it may work for other registered, but I think it's not something to be relied completely on. Because if, supposing he had not come back and he was somewhere, he would have just believed that, oh, the name was not in the register. Meanwhile, it is in the register. So I think it is not reliable and the EC to check the system well if that can be rectified, so that people can rely on it, or they rather encourage people to go and see things for themselves in the register.
I am not a computer scientist, but then I know as a machine, anything can happen. What are we to do in this circumstance?
I think that for the meantime, we should encourage others rather to go to their centers and see things for themselves, rather than texting, and the system will tell you that your name is not there, meanwhile it is there. It is also possible that somebody will text and the system will tell him that the name is there, meanwhile in reality it is not there. But that report has not come yet, but that can also be possible, because we never believe that the system can tell you that your name is not there, meanwhile it is there. So I think for the meantime, the information should be intensive so that people will go there personally and see things for themselves and not rely solely on the system.
That was the Electoral Commission Exhibition Officer Damu Shaibu. He's located at Damango Police Station Electoral Commission.